It's Celebration Day tomorrow for the LGBTQ community in Southern Oregon. Southern Oregon Pride Festival takes stage once again. The festival celebrates lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning people and concerns. You can see how it's just a lot easier to say LGBTQ. Let's talk to one of the organizers. Janelle Wilson works at Southern Oregon University, where she is the Queer Resource Center coordinator and is transitioning from that job into her new job as Associate Director of Student Life for Social Justice and Service. So many titles, lots of responsibilities at the moment. Janelle Wilson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us a sense of how long in time the Southern Oregon Pride Festival has been going on.
So the Southern Oregon Pride Festival in this incarnation with Gina Duquesne as president has been happening for 6 years. This is our sixth Pride Parade and festival. But before that, we did have community organizers from all across the valley who were volunteering their time in different ways to host different Pride festivals and parades down the streets and gatherings at the fairgrounds. So, but this is our sixth year with Southern Oregon Pride officially.
And have students from the university always been involved, or is there a bit of an uptick in university participation this time around?
There is an uptick this year. Southern Oregon University and two of our students really who have taken on a huge amount of responsibility, Adam Railsback and Jordan Land, they have been working tirelessly all summer with other members of the community and Southern Oregon University staff and faculty to be able to put this one together this year. It's our first time really signing on as a larger community participant with Southern Oregon Pride.
It is primarily a parade, but there's a festival around it. So why don't you give us some idea of the scope of the various events?
Yeah. So at 11 o'clock is when we have the step off of the parade. And we just encourage everyone to make sure that you're down at the parade on Main Street at 11. It is a shorter parade, not as long as some of the other Ashland parades that we have here.
Then, like the 4th of July, for example.
Right, exactly. It's much smaller than that. Very quaint and sweet, very family-friendly event. And the parade ends up at the Bandshell in Lithia Park, where we'll have performers. The Rogue Suspects are going to be there. Also, a Dancing People Company will be doing some performances. We'll have a speech from our honorary Grand Marshal, that's Matthew Reynolds, who is an instructor at Crater Renaissance Academy. So it should be a great time. There's going to be vendor booths down at the Bandshell area as well. So we just encourage people to come on out and enjoy a free event, have a great time, and get to be in community with one another.
I think the name of this and other Pride festivals has been out there long enough that people generally know what they're talking about. But how do you convince people who've never gone to one of these before that they should come and what they would find?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. You know, I think that especially in times where we may be having a hard time right now, you know, our community has gone through quite a lot in the last couple of weeks. And it's always good to be back in community with one another, to be able to celebrate pieces of our community who are oftentimes not really seen or who are marginalized. And so if we can come together, be supportive of one another, show some love, and just really take a day to celebrate being alive and being here together, I think that's always something good for us to do, especially now when we've all been going through a lot of traumatic experiences lately.
Yeah, as we were just mentioning before you got on the air, it's been a tough couple of weeks. We had the shooting in Roseburg at Umpqua Community College. We had scares then at Southwestern Oregon Community College and Rogue Community College, and a day shut down at Southern Oregon University itself, where you work. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the Southern Oregon Pride Festival coming up tomorrow with Janelle Wilson, who's the Associate Director of Student Life for Social Service and Justice and currently still the Queer Resource Center Coordinator. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 with questions and comments. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I always have a question about the use of that term, Queer Resource Center, because, you know, queer I thought was one of the terms that had been banished years ago, and yet it seems to be embraced again now.
Yeah, it is. We use it for three primary reasons. The first is that it's an academic field of study. We have queer studies at SOU that is under the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies program. And then we also use the word queer because we use it as an umbrella term to be able to speak to the identities that don't necessarily fit under the LGBTQ acronym itself, because there's hundreds of other identities that fit under there. And then the third reason is because it is a reclaimed word, or is in the process of being reclaimed, and taking away the power of the negative power that's associated with it when it's used negatively to refer to someone and using it really as a source of pride. So that's why we use it here at SOU.
From epithet to self-applied label.
Yes, exactly.
This year in particular, is there a fair amount to celebrate on Pride Weekend?
Yes, I absolutely think so. We have always lots to celebrate, in addition to just being proud of who we are with our individual identities. You know, we had some great successes this year with marriage equality across the nation. That is a huge victory for many people in our community. And I think also just being able to, again, come together, be celebratory of one another. You know, there's another big issue that's on the table right now, and that's with allowing trans people to serve in the military openly. And so that's something that I think is going to be coming down very shortly. And so definitely things that we still need to be motivated to work towards. It's not like we suddenly have all of the rights and freedoms that we want to have just because we have marriage equality. That's one of many things that we still need to work on. So Pride, I think, is not only a way to celebrate, but also to bring knowledge and education around other issues that are affecting our community, like with our undocumented population as well. So really working to get the word out about other issues that are affecting our community really deeply, but all with the sense of being able to celebrate who we are and be really open and free with that as well.
I'm struck by how quickly some of the political progress seems to be made. I mean, you went from President Obama not quite sure where he felt about same-sex marriage just a few years ago to the White House on the day of the Supreme Court decision being lit in rainbow lights.
Yeah.
This is a big change in not that much time.
Right, absolutely. And I think, you know, President Obama had said that part of his decision and the way that his mind was changed was because he got to know some people who were queer or gay. And I think that that's a reality for a lot of people in our lives as queer people. Sometimes when we come up against opposition, sometimes if we have a family member that we're able to reach out to, or a friend or a colleague that we're able to reach out to, I think sometimes that helps people understand that we're not big scary monsters, that we are people. We're trying to live our lives as best we can, just like everyone else. And I think it gives a face to discrimination, and that relationship, I think, is crucial in creating a more equitable life for people.
And there are great examples out there, political figures who did know somebody.
Right.
Vice President Cheney
opposed
the president's position on same-sex marriage because his own daughter was gay and married. And so it just seems to work with people knowing people in the community will make a difference.
Sometimes it doesn't. But I think it's one of the best things that we have, is just to be who we are, be true to ourselves, and be real with people as much as possible.
Now, particularly on the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage, there was a huge reaction, even within the court, where it was a 5-4 vote, and we don't need to talk at much length about the dissenting opinions read aloud, but look at those and read a Facebook page or two to see very disparate reactions. I mean, there's some ground to cover still to smooth out bumps. I mean, how does the LGBTQ community approach that, and how can something like a Pride Festival be part of that process?
Right. Well, I think, you know, everybody within the LGBTQ community is very different. There's some people within the community whose least pertinent issue is marriage. And so I think it's such a diverse community that's part of the beauty of it, is being able to come together on an occasion like Pride to be able to give light to other issues that are affecting our community that we might not be as aware of, and be able to, again, just really take a day to celebrate all of the things that we do have, to celebrate each other, to celebrate the support that we feel from this community. When we see people lining Main Street, for example, I can't tell you the rush that it gives me to see people who are out there supporting us and clapping, and just really showing that they care. And, you know, it's just incredible. It's an incredible feeling. I hope that everyone would get to experience that. But part of Pride is that just supporting. I keep coming back to that, I know, but it's about supporting each other, being really true to who you are. It goes along with our theme for this year, actually. It's be yourself, change the world is our theme. And so whatever that is and whoever you are, that's what we want to see on Saturday.
We are talking to Janelle Wilson about Southern Oregon Pride Festival coming up tomorrow in Ashland, starting with the parade at 11 o'clock. Janelle is the Associate Director of Student Life at Southern Oregon University for Social Justice and Service, and is still at the moment, while they look for somebody to replace her, the Queer Resource Center Coordinator. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned remaining issues that still need attention. Transgender people serving in the military, for one, which I noticed that Vice President Biden came out in support of this week. And it reminded me of back to when Biden was the first to say, yes, he is for same-sex marriage. And, and Obama referred to Biden as getting a little ahead of his skis there. So it's been interesting to watch, the political process go on. But lots of other issues, it seems like, primarily focused around transgender people now. And the things that they want, and society's willingness to deliver some of those. I mean, because you get into the whole realm of, like, I want my own bathroom, all that sort of stuff. So how do you deal with the approaches to those issues?
Sure. Well, I think for me, it always comes back to who has access, who has services, and who are we really caring for in our community. And so I think forever, transgender people have really been misunderstood, have been stigmatized, and have been the recipients of a lot of bias and hate and violence, frankly. And so I think, you know, with the restrooms issue, for example, that's a great question. I think we get a lot of anxiety and a lot of anxious people when we start talking about restroom spaces, but restrooms can actually be the place where trans people experience a lot of violence and a lot of discrimination. And so I feel like that's kind of a basic need that we have to be able to fulfill, that people have to use the restroom. And so here at SOU and other places have really made concerted efforts to have spaces that are gender neutral or inclusive. So any single stall restroom, for example, can be a really inclusive restroom, or family restrooms. That's another great way to make sure that all people are going to be able to use the restroom safely. And so looking at those spaces, I would encourage for listeners out there who do have spaces or businesses where they have a single stall restroom that it is gendered or labeled as like a women's restroom, for example, or a men's restroom. If you can change the signage even just to just say restroom, that's the easiest and will make trans or gender nonconforming people feel welcome in your spaces.
Just in general terms, the progress that has been made, and again, in this year where there's been a Supreme Court ruling that said, well, we have to allow same-sex marriage over the objections of four members of the court, of course. In your own mind about the progress of how society accepts LGBTQ people, are we as far as you thought we'd be by this point? Are we not as far as you thought we'd be?
Well, I remember when I was an undergraduate student, and it was the first time that I had seen a bill that was, I think it was a bill that was coming up, and it was to discriminate. It was to instill discrimination against LGBT people. And I remember thinking, and it was around marriage, of course. And I remember thinking when it passed and discrimination was written into law, I remember thinking that marriage was never going to happen in my lifetime for the community that I love and care about. And so I definitely am kind of shocked that, you know, just 15 years later, it is available and it is something.
You got a lot of lifetime left.
Yeah. And so I am, you know, I'm extremely hopeful that we'll continue to have excellent outcomes from the top down, from the bottom up, you know, and making sure that all of our community is really well supported again, and that we have rights that protect us. We'll have laws that protect all of our community. And my hope is that, you know, we see a rash of violence towards transgender people in our community, as well as LGB people as well. And my hope is that we can end the violence, and that that will be something that we won't have to see as glaringly on the news and everywhere. So that would be my biggest hope.
All right. I want to ask you how, because it reminds me as we prep for this Pride celebration tomorrow, that that Southern Oregon University got named as one of the top LGBTQ-friendly universities across the country, which I have to believe you had something to do with. Tell us how you got that recognition.
Thanks. Well, we participate in a campus pride assessment every year, and it's a great organization that sets up the best practices for universities and colleges. And so we take the assessment. We're able to see what where we have some deficits and where we are really excelling. They rank all the universities, and we were noted as one of the top 25 again. So it's a huge honor. This is the third time in a row that we've gotten that honor. And it's due to the hard work across campus. Marjorie Trueblood Gamble, who is our Director of Diversity and Inclusion and who's also been part of the Southern Oregon Pride Committee, works diligently to try and align our policies with our practices so that we'll be able to best serve all of our students. And but, you know, it's all across campus, campus public safety, in the residence halls, in the classrooms. We have a bias response team that responds to any bias that happens on campus. And so we're really proactive. We react also when there are some negative experiences that our students face. But I'm just so proud of all of the people who have been so invested in creating this LGBT-friendly space here at SOU.
Well, more pride to be demonstrated tomorrow at the Southern Oregon Pride Festival. Parade starts at 11, Bandshell Festival in Lithia Park at noon. Janelle Wilson is SOU's Associate Director of Student Life for Social Justice and Service and Queer Resource Center Coordinator. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.